A New York-based hedge fund is pressuring the Campbell Soup Company to put itself up for sale. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it would be a major turning point for the nearly 150-year-old South Jersey business.
Campbell has had a rough year. Pricey acquisitions of other companies were followed by a sinking stock price and the retirement of Campbell's CEO. It's the product of what Dan Loeb calls, quote, abysmal oversight at the top of the company. Loeb runs the investment firm Third Point. He recently bought a 5.6% share in the company. And he says it's time for Campbell to change direction and start making money for its shareholders again. Charles Elson studies corporate governance at the University of Delaware and isn't surprised by Loeb's public posturing.
Basically, it's attempting to break the status quo.
And Wall Street analysts agree.
We do think Third Point has a good point, for lack of a better word.
Ken Goldman is a managing director with J.P. Morgan. He says Campbell is performing poorly relative to other food companies, and the business would have to make some big changes to turn that around.
The fundamental problems that the company has are going to be difficult to overcome. It's not like suddenly consumers are going to shift to eating canned soup again.
Here's the rub. In order for Campbell to sell, two-thirds of its shareholders would have to agree. But one-third of Campbell's stock is held by two people who are descendants of John Dorrance, the man who invented condensed soup and at one point ran the company. Other Dorrance family members still own considerable Campbell stock, too. Then, according to UD professor Charles Elson, the real question is,
can you convince them that change is necessary?
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.